Star FM with Chris and Brownie for breakfast.
Very soon, in the next 7 minutes, we'll get one lucky person into the draw for this fantastic 3 nights away in Coffs Harbour, staying at the Novotel. It's fantastic.
It is awesome, yeah. And it's the best chance to actually get your family away on us. Mm-hmm. You know, times might be a little bit tough and you really want to get the family all together to go away for a bit of a holiday outside of the Central West.
Yeah, so what we've done is we've forked out for 3 nights at the Novotel Coffs Harbour Pacific Bay Resort. An amazing facility. Also, 2 passes to the Pet Porpoise Pool and family pass to the Big Banana.
Now, did you know?
Like, yes.
Everyone always talks about the Big Banana.
Yes,
it's
I did.
One of those things.
Yes, okay.
Of course, everyone talks about it. But 1964, this thing's been around since.
64.
And the thing is still standing there. It's honestly like one of the big things in Australia you need to go check out. There's the Big Merino, which you were talking about earlier on this week.
Giant sheep.
There's a Big Pineapple, but you've got to check out the Big Banana as well.
There's lots of activities at the Big Banana. Did you know there's tobogganing?
I do now.
There's a water park.
That's right. Ice skating as well too.
And can I just say, my favourite of all of the activities at the Big Banana is the experience known as the World of Bananas.
Okay.
The World of Bananas.
What's the World of Bananas?
Have you seen this? Have you read this? It's a theatre experience with state-of-the-art projections and holographic-like presentations on the history and the value of bananas. I am there. I can't.
Can you eat a hologram banana?
You
can't, but that would be an awesome experience to go check out.
I cannot honestly tell you how excited I would be to go and watch the World of Bananas. This thing sounds amazing. But at what point did they go, you know what? We can have a holographic banana.
That's cool.
Which will cost $2.3 million. Or we could just pick one and put it on a piece of string.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The holographic banana will be around for years and years. And the banana
what are you
will
saying?
Go a little bit unripe.
Are you saying the big banana's facing extinction sometime in the future?
Well, when desperate times call for desperate measures and you really want a big banana to make a big banana cake, there you go. Last ditch effort, use that one.
There's also truck rides and a whole heap more at the Big Banana. It is one of those things on the bucket list that you have to go and check Australia before the end of your time
As like a big family, you know, getaway, you've got to go check out some of these big events and big things all around Australia. And of course, the Big Banana, that's up there in the top 5 things.
I can't say how excited I am about the World of Bananas. I never knew holographic bananas existed until now.
Well, there you go. You're going to have to, you know, get the whole family together and head on down to the Big Banana.
It's like, you know, travel through time and in the future, kids remember what bananas were like. They're like these holographic things. You can't, Timmy, stop touching it. Don't, Timmy, put it down. I can't help but think that, like, is the competition for the Big Banana like the Big Merino? And are they, like, fighting against each other? Like, the people at the Big Merino, are they going, oh, my God, we're 3 years behind. They're already on the holographic banana and we're just working the robotic sheep at the moment.
Well, what would you rather? Would you rather see a holographic banana or a robotic sheep?
Yeah, you know, you're right. It speaks for itself. Banana, hands down. And this morning, we're talking about getting trouble at school because new statistics are out.
That's it. A report came out last year for 2011 saying that about 3 or more Orange students were given long suspensions a week.
A week.
Talking about a week. Yeah, yeah. So roughly about 173 suspensions were dished out last year, and this ranging between 4 to 20 days suspension.
4 to 20. Wow.
20 days. What would you do in that time? Think about what you've done and obviously work on all your assignments.
Or search for a new school. 13, 12, 16 this morning here at Star. What have you gotten in trouble for at school? That's what we're asking today. Dino is online. Dino, what did you get in trouble for?
Yeah, I nearly got suspended for stapling the art teacher to the table.
You stapled the art teacher to the table?
Yeah, it wasn't him himself. It was his flannelette shirt.
And how did this come about? Was he paying attention? Did he know you were doing it? Or was it a sneaky thing?
He used to have a thing for me and always sort of like pick on me. Like I was in trouble for doing nothing really. And I just got jack of it one day, and I was stapling some stuff to a bit of artwork on this table. He was sitting on the edge, sort of showing somebody something, and he used to wear these flannelette shirts, and sat down the back and just sort of poofed up and sat there. So I thought, oh, well, I'll put good industrial staple guns, the big chrome ones that put a good hefty staple in something. And then I put about half a dozen in his flannelette shirt on the table, and I thought, oh, it's only going to be funny if he rips off him. So I thought, oh, I better go act like I'm chasing someone past him. So he goes running.
Yeah.
I acted like I was trying to shoot someone with a staple gun. I thought, oh, no way, he'll get up and go to run after me. And, yeah, and he ripped the shirt clean off his body when he got up.
Of course, last night. What a great night of TV. Puberty Blues. Did you see it?
It premiered on Southern Cross 10 last night. You know what? I didn't know that this was an actual movie back in the 80s or a book as well, because when you're in school, obviously it's one of the things that you need to read.
It was for many years part of the curriculum. You had to read it and study it in school. I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah.
But nice to see it back on the TV last night and remade. I thought at first it was going to be a movie, but it's an actual series.
That's it, yeah. You know, for the next couple of weeks, we actually get to see, you know, a look at life and dating and trying to fit in back in the 70s.
How simple things were. There was no Facebook. There was no mobile phones.
You know, I was on Twitter last night and someone mentioned that they were just waiting for someone to pull out a mobile phone and start texting. And you got to realize, wasn't around back then.
You had to talk to people. You know my favorite part of it?
Which one was that?
Oh, the Chico Roll.
Chico Roll?
She feeds me with her open hands and with a Chico Roll and, oh,
because
memories.
They were big back in the 70s, weren't they? Chico Rolls.
Chico Roll was...
Not so
was,
much nowadays, right?
Well, they're still around and I think they're still around, are they?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. You can buy them at supermarkets and all that and put them in your own deep fryer at home.
If anyone knows where you can get a good Chico Roll, 13, 12,
yeah,
16,
let us know about
or,
that.
You know, Facebook us as well. But it led me to think about retro things that I miss. And Chico Rolls is definitely one of those
things. That's one of the top of the list things that you miss.
Absolutely. A good Chico Roll for lunch and sometimes breakfast, depending on what time you get up during the day.
Yuck.
Just that bit of sauce. You have anything retro that you miss?
You know what? I was born in the late 80s, so of course I missed out on all that cool stuff. But the one thing which I brought with me for the majority of the 90s was my fan hat.
Your fan hat?
The hats that you wear, and in the brim, they actually had a built-in fan. So on a very hot day, you put your hat on and the fan blows on your face. It's awesome.
Wow.
It was great. You know,
you were that kid.
I was the coolest kid in school because I was the only person.
Temperature-wise, obviously, but not,
honestly, I was cool when it came to this hat. People actually, my friends actually came up and wanted to wear this hat all lunchtime because it was different. It was unusual. And I was the only kid in school with one.
Yeah, hopefully there's some things that don't get picked up, like some of the woolen jumpers they were wearing, some of the high-waisted jeans.
Retro is kind of cool. I mean, there's a lot of hipsters out there that think it's very cool.
Much like that beanie that you're wearing today.
This beanie's new. It's not old.
It's new.
It's new.
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 New. 13, 12, 16's a number. What retro thing do you miss this morning? Pete's joining us. Pete, what is it for you, mate?
Oh, look, it used to be going with mum and dad up to the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
Yep.
The fried ice cream.
A fried ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't had one, Brownie.
I have no idea. People have told me about this before. How do you fry ice cream?
You put ice cream in the fryer. That's all I know.
Yeah, it's not a long process. It's very short.
Wouldn't it melt?
No. Crisp up at the around the outside of it.
Okay.
Because the idea is the oil is so hot, it just... It's like flash fry, just crisp the outside,
quickly in, out,
take it out.
Interesting.
Dig a spoon into it, delicious.
Where can you get one? Can you still get them nowadays?
Most Chinese shops, I think some of them still do it.
Okay, I'm going to have to investigate that.
That and the deep fried Mars bar.
I've had a deep fried Mars bar before, and you feel horrible when you eat it because it's like just biting into a big thing of yuck. It's all melted, crispy on the outside, and you feel like you're just packing on the kilos when you eat it.
It's delicious.
It is delicious, but it's not. It's something you have once every 4 years, not once every 2 days.
Once every 4 years.
Yeah. Like the last time I ate it, I got a headache from it because it was just way too much too fast.
All right. Okay. Are you sure it was a Mars bar they deep fried for you?
Chris and Brownie, weekdays from 6 on Star.